Yemen nears date with destiny as martyr's blood revitalizes defenders. The situation in Yemen has become alarming because of the US-backed state terrorism of Saudi Arabia, which neither has any regard for Islam nor humanitarian values, as is evident by its growing spate of crimes against fellow Muslims and Arabs. Stay with us for a viewpoint that appeared on Monday, April 30th in Iran's English-language newspaper Kehan International, titled Yemen Nears Date with Destiny as Martyr's Blood Revitalizes Defenders. Stay with us, please. Columnist S. Nawabzadeh wrote in the Viewpoint column of Kehan International, Saturday's sight of hundreds of thousands of defiant Yemenis filling the streets of Sana'a to bid farewell to martyr President Saleh Ali al-Samad of the Supreme Political Council amidst vociferous chants of God's Majesty, Allahu Akbar, coupled with slogans of death to the Saudis, death to the US, and death to Israel, could be considered a sign of the stormy days ahead for the murderous American-backed regime in Riyadh, whose unprovoked war has claimed the lives of some 20,000 men, women, and children, in addition to injuring scores of thousands more, displacing millions, destroying the infrastructure, and causing famine and disease to engulf the Arab world's poorest country. The huge gathering was yet another proof of the popularity of the Ansarullah movement amongst Yemenis of different tribes, schools of jurisprudence, and political leanings. It was a fitting tribute to As-Samad, who, it is said, had longed for martyrdom, and whose attainment of this ethereal goal while defending the strategic port city of Hodeidah against the coalition of cowards assembled by Saudi Arabia is expected to infuse fresh spirit into Yemen's dauntless defenders. The massive funeral rally was indicative of the realities in Yemen, where traitors like the recently killed Ali Abdullah Saleh, the former long-term self-imposed president of first the North and then United Yemen, have no mourners, and where the future rests with the resolute revolutionaries refusing to yield to the rogues in Riyadh. Kehan International noted, the Saudis were scared of As-Samad, who earlier this month had hailed 2018 as the year of ballistic excellence, vowing to fire at least one missile a day at the military, industrial, and other strategic centers of the Wahhabi regime in retaliation for its unmanly air bombardment of mosques, markets, madrasas, and marriage ceremonies. Though MBS heir apparent Mohammed bin Salman might be dancing with joy at the moment on news of the killing of As-Samad, his exultation and that of his masters in the US and Israel is bound to be short-lived in view of the indomitable nature of the Yemenis, especially since their topmost leader has vowed vengeance. Abdul Malik Badruddin al-Houthi minced no words when he stated in his televised address that the forces of aggression led by the United States and Saudi Arabia bear the legal responsibility for this crime and all its consequences. Media horns of reactionary Arab regimes, in tandem with the Zionist-controlled Western media, which in March 2015 had predicted the Saudi adventure in Yemen as a cakewalk lasting at most a couple of weeks, are aghast as the war has entered its fourth year with no signs of success and now prospects of a perennial barrage of Patriot-piercing ballistic missiles that may eventually cause doomsday scenarios in Riyadh, Jeddah, Dammam, Tehran, and other places. They have tried to lay the blame at Iran's door and resorted to every theatric with fragmentary pieces of metals, without any explanation of how missiles could be shipped from the Islamic Republic to besiege Yemen, whose air, sea, and land borders are under tight control of the Saudis, the Emiratis, the Americans, and the Egyptians. Kehan International further pointed out, in the words of a senior official of the Ansarullah, whose position of a larger stockpile of surface-to-surface trajectories accumulated over the decades by the former government of Yemen, and whose expertise in ballistic missile technology have been acknowledged by American and European defense analysts, if Iran had helped us, we could have taken Riyadh long ago to end the illegal existence of the spurious entity called Saudi Arabia. In the coming days, weeks, and months, there may be many more deaths and many more horrific scenes on either side of the forged border. Remember, Najran, Jizan, and Asir are historically and geographically integral parts of Yemen, which the Saudis seized in 1934 with British help. One thing, however, is sure. The sacred blood of the martyrs of Islam will triumph over the weapons of aggressors, no matter what lethal arms the U.S., Britain, France, and Israel pour into Saudi Arabia to fleece it of its ill-accumulated petrodollars. The Yemenis have a date with destiny. If hadith found in authoritative Sunni books like Sahih Bukhari narrate the Prophet's denunciation of Najd, the Saudi homeland, as the abode of the accursed Satan, they also predict a rise in the end times of the righteous Yamani, who along with Khorasani will pave the way for establishment of the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice of the awaited savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi. May God expedite his reappearance, the 12th and the last infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny.